We're going to go with Karen. She's got a Prius over in Scottsdale, 2010 Prius. How can we help you, Karen?
Hi, I have a 2010 Prius, and it's has an intermittent problem. It'll run, and I'll go out there and go to start it, and it's comatose. It's not doing anything, and I've had it to the dealership,
mm-hmm.
had the big battery check, little battery check. They put it under the little diagnostic. Oh, everything's fine. Wrong. I go out there, and it's comatose, as I call it. I've got to take the key out of the little fob, open the door, and sit there and sit there. Oh, all of a sudden it decides, hi, I'm awake, and it reboots everything. The clock, the CD player, everything. And I keep saying, there's something wrong with it. And it does this if it's cold, if it's hot, if it's...
Okay. And so it's pretty consistent. You said it reboots everything. Does the clock reset back to basics, back to noon, for example, like you just plugged in the battery or something?
No, it actually goes like about 2 or 3 hours ahead.
Huh. Wonder if it knows it's in a different time zone. That's weird. When it happens to you and the car won't start and it's in its comatose state, so to speak, you stay there and you mess around and it wakes up for no apparent reason.
And exactly. And I when I shut it off, sometimes it'll just like shut down hard, like it's like boom. Like I went to Fry's, took the car down there, went to Fry's shopping. And I heard, it's like a little hard, like normally when you shut down, you can see a light and the newer lights come on and it'll shut down. But this was like, I went, oh, I think we're going to be dead when I come out.
Right.
I came out and it rebooted itself. The lights were on. The dash was on. But of course the car was going and I spent a half hour in Fry's. My car's sitting there going, do, 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 do. I'm going, really?
Do you have to put the key in the ignition, into a pocket or anything on that particular model?
No, it's a fob. It's a fob.
It just stays in your pocket.
Yeah, and it starts all without the fob. And I'm like, it's right now sitting down at the dealership, and they're like, I don't know. We don't know. And I'm like, guys, really?
Right. Okay.
I don't know. And so a friend of mine said, call Bumper to Bumper. So here I am.
Right?
Cohen Cuckoo.
Right, right. Well, it's clearly an intermittent problem. So what I don't know is if the dealer doesn't know what's wrong with it or they're not experiencing what you're experiencing. So
why I left it.
Yeah. So, I think from that point now, you've just got to let them have it until they can duplicate the problem. If I was guessing, I mean, what gets me is that you're losing, the clock is changing. So that tells me there's something going on with a battery issue or something that's causing it to lose the memory or the keep alive power for that. I was going to say maybe check the battery in your remote control if the car's not recognizing that, but it's still, that has nothing to do with why the clock would reset. There's the receiver, the antenna, and the theft control module. There's different things that they're going to have to test. They have to experience the problem. And that's, a lot of times people get confused if they can't figure out what's wrong with the car, or we have to duplicate it before we can test it. But then once we duplicate it and we see it happen, we may not have any equipment hooked up to it. So that's where we get into some really advanced stuff, putting lab scope meter leads on different circuits to see which one comes alive or which one goes dead first or where we have the loss from. So, Karen, that will be interesting to see what happens if you have further troubles with it and maybe it's just time to get away from the dealer. Sometimes, it's outside the box thinking that they often don't do there that gets the car fixed right easier. So